Our Lord Jesus Christ is not in contrast to the Old Testament. Moses wasn't wrong. Christ did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. He did come and reveal the very heart of God. It was the scribes and Pharisees who were lowering the standards of the law. They may have gotten the words right, but they weren't revealing the word of God rightly. Jesus teaches with authority then. He teaches us so that we'd see the heart of the law, the will of God from the beginning. He isn't giving us a manual for every single situation. He is teaching with authority and telling his disciples how things are to be. It isn't for us to play scribe or Pharisee and try and wiggle in and out of when or how these words of Jesus apply. When can you be angry? Can you desire another just a little bit and that be okay? When is divorce, allowed for? Don't be angry with your brother. Don't insult your brother. Don't call him a fool. Be reconciled to one another. Love one another and forgive one another. If we don't forgive, then neither will our Father forgive us. And if there's no forgiveness of sins, there is no life and salvation. There is prison, hell. Don't commit adultery. Don't look at anyone other than the one whom God has given you. Whether you're looking at that other one in person, in magazine, or on screen. Otherwise, you're an adulterer. This is serious stuff, and such sins should stop. From the beginning, divorce was never to be. It's of sin and of the fall. It's painful. It disrupts and destroys families. Children are scarred for life. But from the beginning, it was not so. One man for one woman, and this union was to be until death parts them. Not sexual immorality, not abandonment, not abuse, not neglect. Marriage is to be the pure one-flesh union of mutual love and sacrificial love for the other. We find ourselves in a broken and fallen world. We hear Jesus teaching, and we're all ashamed. We're guilty. The law accuses us, always. We see the clear intention and heart of the law revealed by God in the flesh, and we don't match up. Jesus shows us his will so clearly, and we see how debased, deformed, deranged, and despicable we are. Jesus teaches with authority, and he's right. This is the best explication and revelation of how things should be. No anger, no hate, no name-calling, love and forgiveness for one another, words that you can trust. Yes means yes and no means no. People would have integrity and be trustworthy. No deceivers. Marriages would be sound and full of love and delight in one another and no one else. Don't you wish that it was so? We've been victims caused by anger, lust, divorce, and lies. We know the pain that those things can cause us. But we've been perpetrators too. I am a murderer. I am an adulterer. I am a liar, a sinner. Yes, you are. Yes, I am. Jesus' words condemn us. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, there's the theology of the cross, if I ever saw it. We have nothing to offer God to contribute to our rescue from this deplorable state. But for sinners who are crushed, repentant, sorrowful over this sad and shameful state, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We mourn over our sin, our many sins. Christ comforts us with his forgiveness. We have no pride in our own selves, but we're humble and meek. God gives us the joy of the new creation. All because of Christ Jesus. All for His sake alone. All because of Him who not only revealed the heart and the will of His law, but He took on human flesh to fulfill it in our place. For the sake of Jesus Christ, we poor sinners have been transferred from darkness to light. And that means something. Baptism has given you a new identity. You're a child of God. Because of Jesus, because of baptism and faith in God, the image of God is being restored in you. You're forgiven. Christ's teaching in Matthew 5 starts with the Beatitudes, so that by the time we hear the word that we heard today, we aren't trying to read it as, "This is how I must be justified and saved." No. That'll accuse us and condemn us. We'll have no hope, no assurance, no security whatsoever. We're reconciled to God because Christ has brought us back to God. It's not about our works saving us then. Christ has brought us back to God. And because He's brought us back to God, we hunger and thirst for God to put things right, and He has, hasn't He? We've begun then to be merciful, forgiving others as we have been forgiven much. We want His will to be our will. Not that we're bending His will to ours, but we're bending our will to His. We find ourselves praying, "Then Thy will be done, not my will be done." We hear Jesus' words and we do want this to be who we are, how we live. We do so not to escape punishment and earn heaven, no. This is just simply who we are as Christians. God has made you who you are. You're good trees that will bear good fruit for Him. He made you to be and do this in holy baptism. It is God who works in us to will and to do those things that are pleasing in His sight. He works in us through the Word. The Word which is outside of us, He works in us with, yes. With every word of forgiveness from the pastor, Christian friend, and family member. He gives you His body and blood for the forgiveness of your sin, for your real life and salvation. This is God's work. It is merciful, it is gracious, it is great, even though it looks small. He has made you who you are. You're forgiven, you're His beloved. As the bride loves the bridegroom, so we love Him who laid down His life for us. Our will is realigned, reconditioned, reshaped. We're made new to have our wills in line with His will. And we don't see this as some grave burden, but as our joy. We don't see it as earning salvation. That gets things all out of whack. We are who we are, the baptized, the beloved. We are just who He has made us to be. In the words of Holy Scripture, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." In Jesus' name, Amen.